I'm going to be quick today because I want to minister this morning. And, you know, I want to talk quickly about Bishop has been doing a shit. By the way, this was a divine setup. Say setup. You guys doing? Get to work. On her side, I'm telling you now. Bishop's been doing it. Keep it low, guys. Zane, keep it low. Bishop's been talking about, he's been doing a series on purity. How many remember that? How many know it? Oh, just one person? How many know Bishop's been doing a series on purity? Let me see your hands. Well, when Bishop and I talked about this, matter of fact, let me excuse my friend, Dr. Van, he was going to come to speak today. We decided together that it was best to wait another month so we can advertise it and get more people. I mean, that's the way to do it. I got a feedback. I don't know why, but I'm like Bishop. I'm musically inclined, so I can see stuff people don't normally see. But it was of God that I come this morning. You'll see soon. Well, you guys are done. The devil does more than that. Get out there busy. Just keep doing that. Come on, guys. Nobody. Get out there. You too, Pedro. Where's your mask? Come on, man. I'm trying to get a point across. You laugh, but if you know what's happening? The devil laughs at us. The devil laughs at you and I when he gets the upper hand over us. When Bishop preaches and you hear the word from the Lord, go ahead and bring that seed to the altar. And you said, devil, I rebuke you. And it's God speaking to you. And he steals your seed. God speaks to you, give me more of your time. Because you are my sanctuary. Your time is part of my being. You being a sanctuary. But I said, I can't do that. I'm too busy with my career, my kids, and my family. And you forfeit the blessing of that act of obedience. The devil has a way to connive us and to lie to us. Even when you're in the service sitting, this beautiful service, beautiful. Listen, Lucifer was in the middle. He was in the middle going before God. He had the ability to go before God. Yet one day, corruption was found in his heart. And because the corruption was found, in spite of the fact that he was able to go before God and present himself like another angel. What do you think, you're better than an angel now? You don't guard your heart, corruption will come in. It'll come in and destroy your future and your present. Sometimes he's got a way. Some of us listen more to the voice of the devil than the voice of God. And we wonder why our lives are so messed up. Why, Lord? Yeah, I told you to do this and you didn't do this. But I want to kind of quickly, because I got a few minutes. Like my heck, I got a new heck listener. Here in Leesburg, in your city too. But I want to talk this morning quickly about Frontier, a house of purity. Say that with me. Say frontier.
Frontier.
A house of purity.
House of purity.
Say frontier.
Frontier.
My house of purity.
House of purity.
Say frontier.
Frontier.
God's house of purity.
House of purity.
I want you to go to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah. Let me find my glass. There you go. And in front of me. Isaiah 42. I promise I'll be short because I do want to do some personal ministry this morning. I want to acknowledge my niece. Get up, Wishia. Come on, girls. You and Bobby, get up. Come on, Christine. These are my niece and my nephew. Hey, they've been coming here. They ain't no joke leading worship, so you know. Sorry, I had to tell on you, baby. She ain't no joke. stand for the reading of God's word. Listen, I told my guys, if you stand when a judge comes into his chamber, a flesh and bone guy, we have to stand to hear his decree over us. How much more should we stand? And of course, we're not being legalistic, but you know, we got to tell our body, we got to tell his flesh that she's no longer the boss. We stand up when a judge comes up, and all of a sudden, sometimes we pay more respect to the judge than to the Lord. This is sacred book here, man. This is Isaiah 42. When you have it, say amen. If not, say oh me. Verse 22, 21. The Lord was pleased because of his righteousness to magnify his instruction and make it glorious. Watch this. But this is a people plundering and looting. Talking about God's people. This is a people plundered and looted, all of them trapped in holes or in prison and dungeons. They have become plunder with no one to rescue them and loot with no one saying, give it back. Who among you will pay attention to this? Let them listen and obey in the future. Father, today we thank you, my God, we thank you for your word. I declare and declare every heart this morning, every ear, every eye is open to discern what the Spirit of the Lord wants to tell the church this morning. Talk, Lord. Speak to us. Speak to me, Lord, as well. As you're speaking to your people, we promise to give you the glory. Jesus. Won't you high-five somebody and sit down, please? Bishop, can I come downstairs? That's an issue. Okay. I respect. You know, I have to obey. He's the man, he's the man of the house. I find this passage interesting. Matter of fact, I see the church is at, now listen, I come from a very prophetic spiritual upbringing. One of my spiritual fathers, David Wilkerson. How many of you know David Wilkerson? Okay, that's my spiritual father. And he was called a doomsday prophet because everything he said was always in the black about the condition of the church, but, you know, the true condition in the hiding, what do you call it? And well, he's a doomsday prophet. But, you know, it's interesting. In 1974, he wrote a book called The Vision. In 1994, they wrote the book Beyond the Vision, and they find that almost 89% of the stuff he spoke had become true. Not bad for a preacher that spoke the truth, especially to the Church of Jesus Christ. And although we've had massive immigration of people coming to the churches, when you look at the condition, when you look at the state, and I find this perfect because just about a week ago, the president did his State of the Union. Well, I want to know about the State of the Union of the church. Because Paul said, first comes the natural, then comes the spiritual. So I believe God is trying to get his church to wake up and smell the coffee. Yeah. And when you look at this passage in Isaiah, the prophet is speaking prophetically saying, my people who are my people, although they know me, they call upon me, they become plunder to the enemy's hands. It's sad that we come every Sunday and we know how to sing the songs. Oh, we love to sing the songs. And we know how to quote the scripture. But when we go out there into the marketplace, we're nothing but a failure because we're not putting the word to work first. People, your neighbor looks at you. See you coming Sunday morning to the church with the Bible. And then Monday morning, they see the collector in his house knocking your door. Pay your bills! That's God's children. What God is he serving? Have you fight with your son in the house like he's a dog? Women, they're Christians and you can hear the fight a mile away. But they come to church every Sunday morning. Can I be real? I'm called the bishop of the hood. That's the reason why. Did I break it down, baby? He's talking. talking about God's people being plundered, and the worst part, that nobody's waking up and saying, we are being plundered. Our children are going to hell in a handbasket and living a life of drugs, and I'm coming every Sunday morning to church and Bishop lay hands on me, but there's still something missing. Then you stop blaming Bishop. Well, you know, God didn't answer my prayers, so I guess I have to transition somewhere else. Because I guess should I go there? It's time to transition, Pastor, because the Lord told me, I don't feel it anymore. I don't feel it, Bishop, anymore. That's an excuse for being rebellious. Look at this. Those that are planted, those that are stay in place are the ones planted in the house of God. You can't be planted if you be walking, jumping from church. You're nothing but a church hopper. All right, but blame my Father in heaven. Taught me this. Listen, we need to get back to the truth, people. We're massaging the truth. You look at the Bible, you see a man of God getting up there. He spoke the truth, like it or not, in the Bible days. Man, hey, listen, you don't tell me you're a prophet and there's no price for your head. You're not a prophet. Don't tell me you are a prophet and they're out there trying to persecute you. The reason why this church is always being spoken about, sometimes in the bad, sometimes, is because there's a prophetic mantle over you. And because there's a prophetic mantle, who cares what people say about you on Facebook? You're watching now. People tend to live by people's opinion over the opinion of God's word. It's time. Get busy, guys. Come on, again. Get out there. Do your thing. You're here to minister. Boy, come on. Put your mask on. Stay, keep your mask on. Yeah. Mamma mia. It's okay. These are my sons. They know I love them. Come on, man. This is if you only knew the connotation. Come on. Give me your health. Give me your children. Give me your money. Give me your time. Give me your prosperity. And the prophet said, listen, my people who know me and call upon me, they're plundered, and they have nobody to say, give it back to us. Some of you guys act like a woman that's been mistreated all her life. She's been hit so bad that she thinks it's normal for the next man in life to beat the heck out of her. The devil comes and does something. Oh, well, you know, it's God's will. I guess I got to... No, listen, Christ defeated the devil at the cross. He's a defeated foe. You're fighting a war that's already been guaranteed, been won for you already. But it takes faith. It takes faith to believe in God, to believe that if God said it, he meant it, he's going to do it as well. Ask your neighbor, where has the plundering taken place in your life? I'm very careful when I see a passage in the Old Testament, and then I see the same passage in the New Testament, I say, whoa, there's something here. I want to take you to Matthew. I want to show you how the same situation is going on, and that's why I have my guys doing this, because you know the devil, you laugh here, but when you get you go home, you hear what I call the third voice. It was the third voice that got Adam and Eve in trouble. It was the third voice that gets into believers' lives every Monday through Saturday and begins to speak to them. And the bad part about this voice, it sounds okay. It makes sense, but it's not godly, though. It's not godly. The devil paints a pretty picture. Listen, I'm coming home. He paints it beautiful. But then behind the door, your destruction. Go to Matthew 21, please. Let me show you in Scripture, the same Scripture. Don't you see something? This is powerful. Jesus walks into the temple. He walks into the temple. Don't you see this? Matthew 21. I want you to see what Jesus did when he walked into the temple. Come on, bro. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Now, watch this. If you go a few verses before, you find that Jesus making his triumphal entry. He's in a donkey, you know. And the Bible says he's coming in a state of meekness. Now, I'm very curious because he goes into the city, there's a commotion. That doesn't mess with him. But the moment he walks into his temple, he gets upset. He doesn't get upset at what happens in the city. He gets upset at what's happening in his house. Can I tell you a secret? As the church goes, so does the city goes.
Yes. Yes.
As the church goes, so does the city. I prove it to you. My God, thank you, Holy Ghost. Go to Jeremiah 29:7. Keep your fingers there, but let's go to Jeremiah 29. I got to give you the word. I have to give you the word. Jeremiah 29:7. People love to quote 21:11. Oh, for I know the plans I got for you. These are plans to prosper you and to give you a future. That's fine. But if you go to a few verses before, he says you are to seek the prosperity of the city in which I have planted you. And as you seek for her prosperity, you shall prosper. You're so caught up in yourself and your three songs every Sunday. It ain't about you, baby. It was never about you. Even the redemption plan was always about bringing that creature that got rebellious back into God's place. That's what it was. It was always about God. You know, my feeling, Bishop, I'm leaving the church. Because he didn't say hi to you? A wave at you this morning? Get a break, man. Get a real life. It isn't about Bishop. Bishop didn't go to the cross for you. He didn't shed his blood for you. Only one man named Jesus. But he goes into the temple and he finds this circus going on. Now the Bible says that he took, in another passage, he takes una correa, I'm Puerto Rican. Oh, but Bishop, we have to, I was staying there, we have to plan the bilingual service sometime soon, whenever you want to. Bilingual service. One time. Watch what happens. You and I are going to tag team together. No, leave my stuff because I'm going to use it. What is my message? I wanted to be all. That's how we act sometimes. We think we're good in the back of chips, and we're inside, we're messed up because we've been plundered by the devil. I respect that, but I wanted to. That's part of the mess I want to create. But I'll fix it, Bishop. I'll make sure it comes up. I promise. I'll clean it. My mama told me, right? I got to clean my own mess, baby. But I find it curious that he doesn't make a scene about the city. He makes a scene of what happens in the church. Now, Psalm 127 says this. This is something the Lord told me years ago. You know, we read that psalm. It says, unless the Lord builds a house, in vain worketh the work. But it doesn't stop there. It says, unless the Lord watches over the city. So there's a connection. how the church of Jesus Christ allow herself to be built is at the level God's going to watch over that city. When you see crime, when you see prostitution, when you see addiction, it's because that thing is happening in God's house first. We complain about all the stuff going on, but look at the church. And the worst part, that Christ is coming for a church with a spot and sprinkle. No wonder he hasn't come yet. But all kind of stains in her dress. Oh, but we don't sing the songs and know how to quote our scriptures. But we leave the sanctuary on Sunday. It's like we live double agent lives. We can't take what we feel here and take that. The Bible says that the presence of God is like a river flows into the city. It's like it comes from the throne. And it, so why shouldn't it take it from here and go into your community? Go into your, listen, you should be going to your job. People say, what happened to you, son? Yes, sir, you look different. You're in the presence of God. You should go into your jobs and change the atmosphere. Why? Because the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. He's inside of you. He's mad because they've taken the house of God for a whole different purpose. This is what I found out. This is the things that he said, my house shall be called a house of prayer, not a house of entertainment, not a house of program. With all respect to programs, that's not the purpose of the church. We become to people pleaser instead of God pleaser. Everything's about the people. You gotta sit them right. You gotta make sure they don't get offended. Don't preach about sin. Don't preach about purity. Don't preach about integrity. Preach about make you feel good, baby. Make you feel good. We've developed the ability to make people big. Oh yeah, I'm big. Yeah, you're not big. You're not. If you wasn't required, you're nothing but filthy rag. You was filthy rag. Without Jesus, you're nothing but filthy rags. Without Jesus. And what happens is people come to our services and they sit there in sin and don't even feel conviction. Why? Let me tell you why. Because the Lord told Aaron, as my priest is, so shall my people be. You show me a flaky church, and I'll show you a flaky pastor. You show me a pastor that doesn't believe in tithing, and I'll show you a church that doesn't want to tithe. Because the fish always rots in the head first. So we're coming to Sundays and having three songs and how is it? How you doing, bro? How are you doing? Bro, come on. Now I find this powerful. You ready for this? This is the thieves are stealing in the chapel, in the church. While they're in church, the devil's stealing your prosperity. The Lord speaks to you about doing something. Oh, I rebuke you, devil. And that was God speaking to you. I better lay in that because Bishop get my hands. Is this okay, Bishop? Is it okay? I love his spirit of excellence. I really do. Can I tell you something? The Bible says many are called, but it takes a call to be chosen. You can't be chosen unless you've first been called. Some folks want to jump from the call into the chosen. Don't wait that way. Because you prove how you're chosen by how faithful you are in your calling. And it'll come in a service while your bishop is preaching and the anointing and the music, man. You guys were rocking, man. I was gonna tell you, just keep worshiping. I'm a worshiper. I don't care about I get placed to preach all the time. I'm preaching Sunday at the other church, Freedom Fellowship. You're sitting here in this. See, don't get caught up, in all respect, with God's presence. Let me tell you why. Lucifer was in God's presence until corruption was found in his heart. It's not about the. I love the good singing. I love that. But even in God's presence, the devil can be moving around, speaking to your mind. Don't get caught up. It's like people, you know, listen, I'm an extra addict. I'm not ashamed to say it. I was the preacher's kid, strung out on dope as a preacher's kid. I would take the offering from my daddy's pocket at night and steal it to buy dope. That's how dysfunctional I was. Let me tell you something. I learned all the songs. There was a song I can't play. And there was a hymn. But I'm not trying to, but just hear my heart. Just because you're born in a garage doesn't make you a car. Just because your mama served God doesn't make you a Christian either. I used to be a party. You know what a party crasher is? We got a lot of folks in church or nothing but party crashers. Oh, they love to feel God's presence. Oh, hallelujah, man, this has been great. And the devil comes Monday. Oh, let's see how great you is. He'll throw something in your face. But because, you see, worship doesn't ground you. Well, that's one thing about this church. I love the worship. But this church preaches the gospel, the uncompromised gospel of Jesus. What's going to make you strong is not your worship. It's the word of God. So I used to go into these parties, and I knew the people. Yo, man, what's up? You know, I used to come and yeah, I'm Vinny, from your cousin Vinny sent me to come, you know. But I'll never even get to meet the guy hosting the party. But I ain't as good without meeting the guy that owned the house. I used to enjoy, and that's how I was homeless. That's how I fed myself. Party to party. I hear the music. Oops, yes. Hey, what's going on? Yeah, man. Act like I was one of them. Got to drink, got to eat free. Who's got to work, man? You got it all met. My needs to be met. And what happens? I never got to see face to face the host of the party. I was in his presence. I enjoyed the being there. Oh, my hair stands up. Wow, man, wow. That's a woo! When the devil comes to your face, gets in your face, that shows how much of a Christian you really are, how much you know God. The reason why we're getting plundered is because we don't know this. If you knew your covenant people of God, the devil cannot mess with you. I told the guys a long time ago, I'm a cop. Bishop, don't take this, I'm going to give it to you, but let me copyright it first. The devil can only be a devil at the level you let him be a devil. If the devil is messing with you, it's because you have a small God and a bigger devil than the God you serve. Because God can only be a great God at the level you let him be a great God. If he's become a small God to you, the devil's going to be big. That's how it works. That's how it works. I'm family, so I'm just speaking my heart to you. I'm not trying to speak into my heart, my spirit this morning. We wonder why we have so much losses. Oh, but you know, it's God's will. It's God's divine. No, it's not. The Bible said he took, in Colossians, that's why, he said he took his enemies and he beat them triumphantly, and then he nailed them to the cross. So why is that? Why are you experiencing the loss when Jesus took the loss for you at the cross? He's got you blinded, that's why. He's got you plundered because you lack knowledge. Bible said that in Hosea, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And the only zone the devil can work with you is in your zone of ignorance. If he's got your ignorance, he's got you. Oh, I'm stuck now. My daddy was an adulterer, so I'm an adulterer now for the rest of my mama was poor. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Jesus took the curse for you so you can move on and be prosperous. And I'm not just talking about money either. I know a lot of folks got money. They're the most miserable person on the earth. Bishop, I got to have my lawyer call your lawyer. That's one of my sons there, bro. But because we're brothers, I'm going to let you have that. Bishop, you're in the house of purity. Bishop, you're in the house of purity. I'm just joking. We're brothers. I tell the guys now that Bishop is their uncle in the faith. So, that's one of my sons right there. Man, stand up. That's him right there. But he's got a beard. You know, he's a little more mature now. If the devil can get you, matter of fact, Paul said this. Do not be ignorant. This is 2 Corinthians 2:11. 11. Do not be ignorant of the devil's devices. He's talking to the church, not to people that believe, not to be ignorant. Wonder why we suffer. We take so much suffering. We want to act like that woman. Well, you know, that woman that every boyfriend she meets beats the hell out of. Excuse the expression. I was born for this. Hit me. Come on, hit me. I was born for this. Just hit me, dude. This is my destiny. No, it's not. Christ went to the cross triumphantly so you can live in victory today. And he walked into his house and he seen the circus going on. The things that the devil steals in this house. They were buying and selling. Jesus didn't have an issue with them selling the doves. That was part of the promise in the location where they were doing it. In the time. It was supposed to be outside in the outer court. They were inside. Some of you guys have let the devil come into your home. I can tell when I walk into your home what kind of atmosphere there is. Is there peace? Is there joy? Is there serenity? You wonder why we leave on Sundays. Monday becomes, it's like, you know, Sunday's resurrection. And Monday we're back to a funeral. Oh, they're going to go to work again, you know. Got to make that money, you know. Got to pay my bills, you know. My collectors are coming. When I read the covenant, that's anti-covenant. Because the Bible says that if you obey, you shall eat the fruit of the land. And if you obey, these blessings shall fall. They say they shall overtake you. Yeah. Not just about money, but health. A good, imagine having a good mind to think things through. Not be confused all the time. Well, I'm going to do, I don't know, Pastor. I don't know. I just go. Dude, get a life, man. Get in the Word of God. Open your heart. Listen, this. I've traveled to church, and this house is very balanced. I'm going to tell you about this house is very balanced. Say balanced. You guys, as a matter of fact, Bishop, you can come. You can find me after. Well, he's in my board of directors. I would like to find a way to do this, but I'd like to send your bishop and his family on a vacation, paid vacation. They need a break. I'm gonna tell you something else. They need a break. He's been fighting some wars that you don't know about. Let me tell you something else. If you work, because you know how I work, if you were planning to give me an offering, I want to give it to them. So if they were planning to give me an offering, I want the offering to go to them. Okay? Is that fair? He needs a break. They need a break. Ministry sometimes can be very, very, very. And I'm not saying, listen, this church takes care of them. That's not the reason why. But sometimes you got to bring somebody from the outside. Listen, you need to kind of. I can see he's in a season of war. The devil's coming out. Because he has so much greatness. He has so much greatness in him. The devil knows that. And he's throwing everything but everything in the kitchen sink at him. Yeah. I don't preach for an orphan. Never did, never will. People know that. They'll tell you. I'm coming to get money. I get money without coming here. I'll tell you that. I'm blessed, man. The Lord bless us. We're in the black every month, every year. Hello. God continues to bless us. We're about to sign the contract for finding for next door for the woman's home. So I mean, the Lord just. For your pastors, I'll tell you. Sometimes what I love about he don't go around crying the blues. That's why I know he's not easy for me. I hate you know what I have a practice. They'll tell you I don't go to speak to the pastor before the service. I did it with him, but I don't do that. I want to hear from the Lord, not from the pastor. What's going on? If not, then all I'm doing is prophesying, not prophesying. Now, real thing, four things, and I'm done because I want to just go through this. Matthew 20. Thank you, Kevin. That was great, man. Give it up for Kevin. Come on, give it up. I love this. He my Jesus. I know Jesus. I've told people, hey, Jesus lives in Leesburg. Yeah, he's at Frontier Church. Come on, he's here. Hey, he's in Frontier Church. You looking for Jesus? Come on here. I'll be closing 21. Then I want to minister quick. 21, real quick. I want you to see four things here. I hope you brought a pen to write something. Listen, don't come into God's house empty-handed. Come with your word. Come with your notebook. Come with your pen. Because you know that can be the moment God spoke to you about something. If you forget it, you're gonna miss it. Why do you think we have 66 books? God ensured that it was written what He said. If He did it, guess what? You and I can do it as well. When He speaks to us, write it down. Real quick. Verse 12 of Matthew 21. Jesus went into the temple complex. What did He do? He drove out all those buying and willing and selling in the temple. He overturned the money changers. So you don't get those that are religious. It was okay to do that. Jesus did it in the Bible. That's why He took the altar to kind of do this. So don't take it personal, okay? We're not messing up the altar. But the altar is really in your heart. Church of those, on the chairs of those. Number one, Jesus makes that house of, say, purity of purity. The first thing He does when He comes into this place, His presence, purify you. Not to give you goosebumps, not to make you dance. That's important to dance. We're commanded to dance. But the first thing He does, He makes it a house of purity. Say purity. Just like the house of God is pure here, your house has to become pure as well. The second thing He does, I'm going to give you two quick, I don't want to time you. It's verse 13, and He said to them, after He makes it a house of purity, He said, it is written, my house shall be called a house of what? So after He purifies it, He makes it a house of prayer. People want to pray having no purity. You in fornication, you're in adultery, and you want God to hear you, God ain't gonna listen to you. The Bible says that. This is so strong. The Bible commands a wife, a husband, if he has ought against his wife, or if he emotionally hurt her, his prayer only goes up to the ceiling because God will not hear that prayer of the husband until he makes peace with his wife. Well, my family not here because my daughters got a thing at the school. They go to Christian school all weekend. They wrapped up with that's why they didn't come. You see, this wasn't on the agenda this month, but the Lord knows what to do. So He first establishes a house of purity, and then He declares it with His mouth. This shall be a house of prayer, not of programs. We're gonna stop being people friendly, seeker friendly. My father, back in the 70s, you read in the vision, he said there's a time where they're going to have what they call the emerging church. When this is 70, nobody's going to preach about sin. Everything's about the people. Make it look nice. Don't offend the people because they won't come back then. Don't come back if you're offended. Go to another flaky pastor. That's going to speak to your lie and have you end up in hell because he didn't give you no better than give you the truth. It's called the emerged church. Everything's about to be, let's put the church right, make sure they're nice and comfortable. Okay? Don't offend them. Let them keep their chair. Don't, if they give a lot of money, make sure they keep the chair, because if, you know, if they move the chair, they get upset. But that don't happen. That happens. Tell your neighbor, that happens in Japan. Don't happen in Frontier Town. So that happens in Japan. That happens in Japan, not Frontier. So he makes it a house of prayer. That's the first thing he does before he makes it a house of prayer. Your purity determines how much your prayer is going to affect you. The Bible says that that the prayer of a righteous man affected much because he's pure. That's why. Your purity determines how strong your prayer life is going to be. If your prayer life is weak, it's because your purity is weak. So I don't pray you. Gotta make this fast. Verse 14. I love this. After he makes it a house of purity, and after he declares it, the next one, he makes it a house of power. Say power. We want the power without the purity. We want the power without the prayer. When Jesus speaks things in an order, you better follow that order. You got the power. People come to our service and they're the same for 5 years. The church ain't got no power. There's a time I got lifted behind. I'm going to prophesy all this out. Ooh, kata. Where's my musician, bro? Puppies, they're behind them, man. You know how it is. Listen to me. My God feels so bad. Listen, the time is going to come. I see this. The time is going to come when this house is so wrapped up in the presence of God. People are going to drive by. They're going to feel, I got to go to that place. I got to stop driving the car, and I got to bring the car to the place because I got to be there. That's how strong the power of God is going to be, like a river flowing out of every corner of the city. Leesburg shall know, and not just Leesburg, but the world will know about Frontier. Why? Because it not only becomes a house of purity, it becomes a house of prayer, but it's also a house of power. People come in, my motto, they'll come and lay surrenders here on your altar, sir. They'll come say, I can't stay. Listen, you know how I got saved? I went to a service to steal car batteries so I can buy Honda with the dope that night. But there was such a presence of God in that church, I couldn't do that. I could not steal, Bishop. They were just worshiping. I just could not do it. I went there to steal the batteries for all the cars while the service was going on. But there was such a power of God in that place. I got paralyzed. I couldn't do it. And then I went to the altar, man, and gave my heart to the Lord. I got set free from drugs. It's been 44 years now. Why? Because it was a house of power. Say power. It's the power, it's the anointing that breaks the yoke. It is the power of God that takes people one place and puts them a whole nother. Why? Because that's what the power. We have too much prayer going on with little power. And the last thing he does, I'll close with this. He declares it a house of praise. Because they started celebrating. Bible said that when they came in, the blind came, all of a sudden were healed. That's the power of God manifesting. So you have purity, you got prayer, you've got power, but then people got a reason why they brag about God. Because they're not only experiencing, see, one thing is to experience the power that happened in the Bible days. Another thing is to experience the power of God in your life today. Why? You can experience the God as a point of reference, or you can experience God as a point of experience. For too long, we've been serving a God by reference. This church has been given to the city as a gift. I said the last time. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Under the old covenant, the city was given to you. Oh, we've been given. Let's take over the city. Under the new covenant, that you are the gift to the city. You've been given to the city. If healing is going to take place, it's because Frontier is going to take a place and going to begin to have a river flowing out of healing. This place is too small for you, bro. I get mad sometimes when I come out. I'm sorry. I'm getting indignant about it. It's too small here. How many folks can come in? Imagine we had a 3 times the space right now to fill the space up. Let's believe God this year, man. The Bible says that we're to contend for the prophet is given to us. Lift up your hands, to the Lord. Please. I'm looking for a person that I see. Let's worship. Come on. Ready, James song. Let's sing that. Let's make that a prayer.